Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello. And welcome to Blummel. Trying to get the levels right here. Happy Faux Friday. It's Wednesday. Feels like Friday.
It sure does.
It's been a long 3-day work week. I'm ready for my 4-day vacation. Got a lot of things planned. Some together, some separate. But I'm excited for it nonetheless. It's nice to... Here's the thing. Like, I love every single aspect of this job. Even the things that I don't love so much, I kind of... love, because it can't all be 100% all the time.
Right.
And sometimes the bad days are what make the great days so great. And I like being on edge a little bit. I think that makes things exciting. If I was just sitting at home, you know, working remotely, not really interacting with any human beings, at least in the flesh, you know, I understand work can be stressful, but there's a certain, when things are live, bless you. Did you sneeze?
It was a cough.
Oh, cough. When things are live, there's just an element of, it's kind of like jujitsu in a lot of ways. Like, I'll get myself in a pickle, or you'll get yourself in a pickle, or Rhett will get himself in a pickle, and same for Lummy or Dan, and we have to kind of, like, do the escape, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you might get an underhook and kind of chuck the guy over. Sometimes you get submitted. And to me, even though it's stressful at times when I get myself in a predicament that I don't want to be in at the show, it still adds a level of excitement because, and I've talked about this before, but anxiety and excitement are pretty much the exact same emotion physiologically, hormonally, but it's the narrative is different. So whether you're nervous to give a speech or you're excited to go to a concert, it pretty much looks identical in the body in terms of adrenaline, cortisol, all that sort of stuff.
Body, not brain.
Yes. Body, not brain. Or kind of brain, because, you know, you got your neurotransmitters firing.
No, I'm saying it's, yeah, but it's the same in your body, but not quote unquote your brain as far as how you interpret it.
Right. The experience may feel different because one was like eustress. It was good kind of stress, excitement. And the other was distressing. But the one thing that I would say, it's not even that I loathe about the job, but it's just, it's the early start time, right? I think it's the waking up early. And it's honestly, it's not even the waking up early. I would say it's the going to bed early.
Absolutely.
Because I'm so fucking bad at it.
Yeah,
every night I fuck it up.
Yeah, when I looked at my clock and it was like 2:00, I was like, oh, fuck,
well,
better go.
You kind of had an excuse. You weren't feeling too good. But for the most part, it is our fault. We fuck it up pretty much every night. And for some reason, oddly optimistically, and I do this with, you know, getting ready as well. Like, I'm very optimistic about, like, I can get ready in 10 minutes. Like,
mm-hmm.
No, you've never been able to do that. But for some reason, you think you can today. Okay, that's cute.
I do the same thing.
Or I'm just like, wow, I'm going to go to bed so early tonight. I'm going to be in bed at 8 because right now it's 10:25 a.m. and I'm already exhausted. So by 8 p.m., but all of a sudden you get a second wind about 7:59 and you find something online that interests you, or you start texting with a friend, maybe a friend that lives out of state or out of country, and you get carried away. Whatever the case may be, all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck? Like yesterday, last night, I had jujitsu. I feel like I might be improving. I don't want to jump the gun on this one, but I think I might. I didn't say I'm good.
More than one class in a row, you said that.
It's weird. I don't have like good days and bad days. I have good weeks and bad weeks. Like if I have a good first class of the week, whatever day that is, maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday. Usually I get like the self confidence talk where I'm like, okay. Hey, we're getting better. And then if I have a shit first day, then the rest of the week is not a wash. I'm still learning stuff, but I'm like, I suck. What's wrong with me? Why can't I grasp this material? I know I'm smarter than that person. I know I'm more athletic than this person. Why is this not connecting for me? Why is this not? Or even if I'm doing the move technically right, but it's just not working on the like I'm doing all the fucking 1-2-3s, but depending on maybe the size of the other person or the speed or lack of speed at which I'm doing something, it can be effective or not effective. But anyways, I get home, jump in the shower, which is uncharacteristic because usually I'm fucking around doing something, and I got prepped on at a reasonable hour for me, and I'm like, okay, go to bed. Just go to bed. And I didn't go to bed. I stayed up, and then it was like 11:15, and I'm like, why are you like this? Why does this happen every night for you? So I would say that's the main issue. And here's the thing, like, going to bed at 10 p.m. isn't even that fucking early.
No.
Like, it's very doable.
Because realistically, at least me, like, I should realistically be going to bed at, like, 8.
Yeah.
7:30.
Yeah.
That's early.
Yeah, you should. And that's early. But at least even then, it's like dark most days during the year. You know, it's not like you're trying to go to bed at 5 p.m. because you got to wake up at 3. Like, I know people who wake up at 3 a.m. because they have like there's some people at jiu-jitsu that do construction and they have like insane hours. Mm-hmm. But I cannot seem to grasp. I'm so disciplined in every aspect of my life except bedtime. I just shit the bed every night, but it's so weird. I wake up the next morning, I
that's
go,
gross.
Tonight, it's a metaphor. I don't actually shit the bed.
Oh, I almost did last night.
I know you didn't. I'm sorry to hear that. But every day I wake up like naively optimistic and I go, tonight's the night. I'm going to get it right. And I never do.
Oh.
Maybe once in a blue moon.
Yeah, I say that all the time because, you know, around like 6:37, like I'll start getting tired where I could like literally go to bed right then. But I'm like, all right, let me just finish up here a little bit and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like 8:39, and then I get to bed. I'm like, oh, I'm not really that tired. So let me just, you know, let me just throw on the TV, and I got my phone out.
Let me
get the computer going, and then it's 2 a.m.
And boom. I mean, I'm not that bad. Unless I can't sleep, but I could be better, and I should be better, but I'm not. Even yesterday, I, you know, maybe could have gone a few more rounds with people after the class and decided, you know what? I'm fucking done today. I don't want to learn any more things. The instructor was kind of doing a side tutorial after the, you know, where he was like showing something. And I just kind of walked away. I go, my brain is, it's tapped. I've learned enough shit for one day. And then I get in the locker room and I just start talking to this chick. And we start bonding. We start, you know, not even, she's.
Were you scissoring?
We weren't scissoring.
Oh, okay.
We're very similar in a lot of ways in that we're like not really girly at all. And we both kind of work with men. Like she's an engineer.
Okay.
And it's funny because she's like,
she drives a train.
Yeah, exactly. She's Thomas the conductor. And it's funny because she was talking about how much money she thinks she, you know, she should be making in this like woke environment. She's like, I'm a freaking like Latina woman as an engineer, like it shouldn't be hard for me. Like make almost like making a joke of They're trying to hire people like me. What the fuck?
Oh, she's trying to find a job?
I think she's going to school, and she thought she'd be making more, and she has a full-time job, and it's like, whatever. Then we start talking about, you know, marriage and kids, and she says that, you know, she's still undecided on kids, but her boyfriend, who she's been with for like 8 or 9 years, is a hard no. Doesn't want it, and this is a recent deal. And so we start talking about that. And this girl also, like, periodically, like, laments about her weight. But, like, I don't know how much she's doing about it. And then I kind of hit a point. Like, if you want to make a comment about yourself being big or whatever, I'm not going to say shit. I'll just be like, shut up, even if you're right. Like, you know, just kind of like the courteous thing to say. And she throws me a lot of compliments, so I like sticking around.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, when someone is like, man, I wish I could look like you or have this like you, I'm just like, I got some time.
You're like, hey, best friend.
Yeah, right, exactly. So we're chatting, and after a certain point, when someone just keeps saying the same shit about, you know, not, like, they've been trying this, trying that, and I go, okay, like, do you want to know the secret sauce or what? Like, you, I don't know if you're asking me for advice or if you're just going to, like, lament.
I like sauce.
But... you know, I was telling her about, you know, my favorite thing to talk about ever, fasting, especially intermittently.
You,
huh?
I thought you were gonna say you.
No, I mean, I do, I you know, I, you of throw course. Yourself in there.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm like, just fucking. And her, she's like, well, my boyfriend, who's in great shape, by the way, like, he too belongs to the gym, and he's like, he's telling me that I need to be eating more meals throughout the day. And I go, I know boyfriend is probably really smart at what he does. I think he, too, is in STEM of some sort, maybe an engineer as well. But I'm like, he don't know shit about
this. Well,
to
be honest, that's still a very common narrative.
And, right.
And depending on what you're trying to do. But if you, again, if you're like a hardcore bodybuilder where you need that protein all the time, it might make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, but in terms of her goals are specifically to lose
sure.
fat. Like,
sure.
she's not like, I'm trying to bulk.
No, I got
you. Know, it's pretty clear that her objective is to lose fat. And, you know, I understand where she's kind of coming from. And I feel like I've gotten this pushback a little bit as well from other people where it's like, and we've talked about this. It's like, okay, well, this is maybe just a fad. Like, everything else is a fad. Like, eating 6 meals a day was a fad. Like, keto, like Atkins, like whatever, you know, how do I know that this is gonna work? Like, this is the fucking secret sauce. And I go, well, I mean, you got a lot of data to back it up, number one, and number two, like, there's nothing to sell. Like, I feel like if someone is telling me something and it's not gonna make them any money, they're probably telling me the truth. Like, again, in my mind, I'm like, if someone is telling me, you know, they're not saying buy my bars, buy, you know, like David Asprey will be like bulletproof coffee. He's like trying to push.
Mm-hmm.
I know the secret sauce and here it is. And you can buy it for 4 small payments of $29.99. Like,
yeah.
I'm dubious of whether it works, and it may work.
Sure.
It may work. That doesn't mean it doesn't. But I understand that you're financially invested in me trying to buy your product.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone is like, what you need to do is nothing and don't eat it and just stay put, then I'm just like, this is making you no money by telling me this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're not pushing a cookbook. You're not pushing a supplement. You're literally saying drink coffee, tea, and water, and none of those things you're selling me. You know, there's no Dr. Fung coffee. It's just fucking drink black coffee. Folgers will do, you know. I go, okay, you're not trying to push anything on me. It maybe, perhaps, you're actually just concerned with about people's health. And again, you're getting notoriety and popularity by being on podcasts, by publishing research, and that's how you get money for more studies and
right.
kind of like, you know, propagating your work and getting your name out there. So I understand. But if you're not trying to sell me anything like all these other dietitians and nutrition experts and life coaches and all that other bullshit, if you're not trying to like hawk any of that shit at me, you're just telling me not to eat, like, huh, okay, well, let's look into that. So anyways, I got a little carried away with that. I tried to plead my case. But a lot of people think for some reason that you're gonna, if you fast, you're gonna go into starvation mode. It's like, isn't that kind of what you want? But like you're
isn't that kind of the goal?
Isn't that kind of the goal to like starve your body? But they're like, oh no, you put on more weight because you burn less. And that is actually kind of true. Your body does get more efficient.
More efficient, yes.
Your body gets more efficient. So if you are eating, let's just say, let's keep it simple, 2,000 calories, and then you try to drop it down to 1,700. And say you were burning 1,500, and now you're, let's say, okay, say you're consuming 2,000 calories and you're burning 2,000 calories, but now you want to go into a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, okay, I'm going to eat 15,000 calories, thinking you're also going to be burning 2,000.
Doing the same thing.
The body doesn't work that way. Body adjusts, and now you're maybe burning 1,500, or maybe, you know, maybe you're burning even less, 1,400 or something like that. So you're still in a, quote, calorie surplus. So, but then by that standard, it's like, then what can you do if you can't eat less and lose weight or eat whatever? So, you know, I try to tell people, like, listen, I don't try to preach it like it's my own idea. I go, the experts have spoken. I'm like, you try. It's about the hormonal response. Anyways, so we got into that. I try to help to the best of my ability. And then, of course, I get the urges to start sending videos and stuff. And I said, let's not do that, because you hate it when people do that to you, unless it's something that is requested. Like, oh, hey, like, sure. I was talking to my friend the other day, and we were talking about Joe Rogan and Peter Attia, who's a longevity expert, surgeon, physician. And I was referencing a clip, and she said, send that to me. I said, great, here you go. But if it's not requested, don't fucking send it, because nobody likes that game. You know?
No.
So I stay true to the game. But anyways, it's our Faux Friday. You will be probably heading to the track, I imagine?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know it was kind of weather dependent, but it looks pretty good.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What time I leave and when and all that is the weather dependent part.
Right, right. So you got that going on. I will probably be heading to Sarasota,
mm-hmm.
I believe on Friday, to catch up with a friend that's still here, that's still in town. And then Saturday, something was planned for Saturday, and now I can't seem to remember what it is. But anyways, we got a birthday party on Sunday. I don't know if you'll be in attendance for it. But
probably, at least for part of it.
Yeah, it's a place I dogged heavily.
Yes.
I dogged heavily, and I go, what fucking bullshit is that? I don't want to ever go there.
I tried mentioning it a few times. I said, hey, we should check it out. And it was always, ah, I'm not doing that. Meh.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Gross. Disgusting. Well, one of my dear friends, who is very, like, I don't want to say bougie, but kind of. Like, she does a lot of bougie shit. I mean, if you go on fucking Yacht Week in Croatia for 10 days.
That's pretty fucking bougie.
That's pretty bougie. She's, her and her husband, they do the Costa Rica deal. I think they have property there. So if they're JDiaco-esque, they're bougie. They're bougie people. So this place that I've been fucking dogging for, I don't know, since you've lived where you've lived, a year and a half, I just go, ugh. In the, not a great location. It's exposed and you can.
Now that all, that part I definitely agree with.
Horrible location. And the you know, when you see a just a, I don't want to give too much away, but when you look into the distance and you just see a laundromat and a Metro PCS and maybe a Dollar Tree, you go, not in a good part of town.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the trifecta of,
yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to people about this. I'm like, those three things. And I think on the way home from Charleston, when we would see any one of those things, it's alarming. But when you see them in combination with each other, you're like, we got to get the fuck out of here. I was like, let's, you know, I was freaking out because, you know, sometimes Blitz goes not slow. But when I saw that, I'm like, hit the gas pedal. Let's get the fuck out of here.
You're like, why are we doing 80 to 30? Hurry up.
Yeah, I know. Let's go. You're only doing 120. I want to be going fucking 160 out of this piece of shit.
We did almost that.
I know. No, I don't need to go to the fucking Gainesville. I am so sorry. I am unable to learn and recall information that I don't care about. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. But it's the Gator Nationals, the drag. Is it called drag racing?
Yes.
Right.
RuPaul will be there.
Yeah. I would go to see RuPaul. But that's what it felt like. I felt like I was at the Gator Nationals sometimes with Blitz because he was trying to show me what a Toyota Camry is capable of doing. Not Gus, but a better one. So anyways.
Newer one.
It's better.
Yeah.
It can be better. That's fine.
Engine's the same.
Yeah. So as soon as I'm dogging this place, you know, you'd point it out sometimes. You're like, oh, it looks kind of cool. I'm like, I don't want to go to that fucking piece of shit. Who wants to play blank anyways?
Nobody wants to go to an arcade.
Yeah.
Arcades are dumb.
Yeah. Listen, I admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong about arcades. They are actually so fun. And he's laughing because, boy, did I shit on arcades when we went to Daytona. He was like, we should go to an arcade. I'm like, ew.
I was like, look, we'll walk along the boardwalk. There's an arcade that, like, everyone goes to. I remember going there as a kid. I was like, let's just go walk around.
I'm like, that place looks dirty. You're like, well, it is dirty.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, it is.
You're like, it's fun. And then, like, fast forward 20 minutes, me playing skee ball.
Like, I need more coins. I need more coins. Go get more coins. Look at all these tickets I got. You're
yelling at kids.
You're slapping hands at kids that are trying to take your tickets. You're like, get the fuck out of here, kid. Those are my tickets.
This fucking jobber-ass seven-year-old of questionable...
to tell you how to skee ball.
Maybe, whatever, was like, you have to press the thing to get the ticket. I was like, bitch, I know! Get the fuck... And she was... Or he, whatever. I honestly didn't know what it was.
I don't remember either,
But this child was like trying to like... prematurely touch. And here's the thing. If I wasn't fucking killing the game, I wouldn't have been as mad. But I was fucking like, it was like a bowling deal or something.
Yeah, it was like skee ball.
No, it wasn't skee ball. It was something else. Like,
oh,
it was
okay.
Like a bowling deal. And I was fucking getting strikes every time. And
okay.
This fucking little kid comes up and starts. I'm like, first of all, you're distracting me. And second of all, you're in my business.
Right.
And third of all, like,
this is a serious deal here.
Yeah, you ain't mine. I don't care about you. Like, I have no compassion for children in general. I don't even know if I have compassion for my own child, let alone a stranger's child. And I don't see mom and dad around, so clearly not great parenting. But anyways,
I almost tased that little fucker.
Moral of the story, arcades are actually awesome. I did not know that, especially as an adult. It was super fun, and you get really excited about winning a Starburst, like a plastic figurine. You're just like, fuck yeah, man. I spent $80, and look what I got to show for it. 3 marbles. It's awesome. And it's so funny.
A balloon.
Because that is really the difference. If there was an example to or a case to be made for why, like, earning money is so much more satisfying, fulfilling than winning money, that's it. Because I could easily buy 3 marbles.
Yeah.
But to, like, spend a whole evening, like, earning tickets so that I could buy a whistle, like, get a whistle for free.
Right.
Win a whistle that I earned with my skee ball talent. Like, that, you're just like, fuck yeah, this is my thing. Look at that. I got a candy bar. You know, it's ridiculous, but I earned this.
Now, the weird part about right now is the place that you're going to go to that you haven't been to yet, that you're like kind of already putting over, saying that you were wrong by shitting on it. You haven't been there yet.
No, but because my bougie friend has selected it for her birthday party, I'm like, all right. I mean, this person has good taste. This person has rooftop brunch taste. You know, this person isn't saying, hey, let's meet at IHOP by La Quinta Inn and watch, you know, Rhett fuck a big black chick. You know, this girl got fucking class and sass. I mean, she's into the fucking Botox with the lip filler, with the lip tinting. Like, she's just in the know. I'm not telling you who it is, but I mean, she'll be 38. She don't look 38. She isn't, like, really talking about her age too much. And the people that she rolls around with are, I would say, 10 to 12 years her junior. So she's kind of like, she's a little bit older. But
she's the grandma of the group.
I know. But my theory on her And I know her moderately well. I'm not going to say I know her very well, but I know her moderately well. And what I think happened is she, when she was younger, like in her 20s, she just kind of kept like a low profile. And maybe, I think she was heavier, didn't really kind of take an interest in dressing well or makeup. Sort of a deal.
Okay.
Very much like a, I don't want to say a late bloomer. I did not know her, but I have a good friend who did know her when she was younger.
Okay.
And she was kind of a homebody and just wanted to stay home. I believe she also had cats. She was single. And then she met her now husband. And I think she started rolling around with him and his friends. And she just kind of started to hotify herself. You know, she started taking an interest in working out, and her hair is now, she grew it out. It's not like this bookish kind of, you know, bob with bangs kind of, you know, what we think of like a typical nerdy girl look. She kind of just started to embrace sexuality a little bit more and dress a little bit more. And she's not a slutty dresser by any stretch of the imagination, but she's more like feminine now. She's not going to wear just like big baggy shit. So I think what happened is like now that she's hot or hotter than she was in her 20s, she wants to kind of reap the lifestyle that she could have, should have had 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
So sometimes I can see that bubbles up. That also bubbles up with people that I think, not always, not every person wants to be a, you know, a club rat, but you know, when I see people that get married at 18 or 20 and they have children really young, and then all of a sudden they turn like 35 and they're like, what the fuck? I never got to be the hot girl on the yacht. I never got to go to the club and get free drinks. Now is my time to shine. Which, not that I feel bad for those people, but like, man, it would have been so cool for you to just experience that kind of like, quote, when you were supposed to experience that.
Yeah.
Because then there's no shame. Like, the last time I went to a club, I was very aware of my age and I was like feeling uncomfortable about it. And I'm looking at other people and they look so young. And I'm like, do I stand out because I look old? Like, because sometimes there's people that you're like, you see people in a crowd and if you were to really look at them, you go, oh, okay, like that person's probably 40. That person's probably 35. Oh, that person's 21.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like people that like pop out, like they'll have gray hair or they look significantly older, and then you go, whoa, like it just, you know, your eye just catches it and go, what's that guy doing here, sort of a thing.
Sure.
So then I worry, like, man, am I on that level where it's like not inappropriate, but you understand, where it's just like it's I'm an
fit.
Eyesore. Yeah. Am I the Jackson House at the club?
Oh no,
I don't want to be the Jackson House at the club, the Jackson House girl where you're just like, ew, knock it down. Yeah. Rebuild,
tear it down.
Yeah. So I think that is something that plagues my mind now. But here's the thing. Like, number one, clubbing is just not what it was. You know, there was a magic behind it when I was younger that I just always thought would be there, and it's gone. And then, you know, you have age on top of, like, being in a relationship. There's really no interest in going, you know. I like doing the brunch thing. That's my new gig. I like daytime shit. You know what I mean? I like waking up on a Monday morning refreshed and not hungover, but knowing I was a fucking drunk mess the night before and I pulled it off.
Right.
Because I quit drinking at 4 p.m. because I was blacked out. Like, that's what adults do.
Okay.
At least in my estimation. 813-90-BUBBA if you'd like to call in. But I'm excited to give this place a shot. It's funny that, like, when other people vouch for shit, you're like, okay, well, hold on. Maybe I jumped the gun on this piece of shit. You know, yeah, I could see Dollar Tree in the distance, and that makes me uncomfortable. But I'll just, you know, I'll go outside, go to the bar, and maybe it'll be cool. You know, up and coming. I've never been an up and coming kind of gal. I'm like a call me in 10 years when we're gentrified kind of a gal.
I gotcha.
That's why I hated Detroit so much. The city proper, because some places, there was a midtown in Detroit and it was fucking cool and some places were bougie, but to navigate this, to get there, you'd have to go through the potholes and around the abandoned building.
Probably still do.
Yes. And what I don't like about up and coming areas is that it's very confusing for your brain. It's kind of like when you see a person of questionable gender, and it's not that you have a problem with it. And it's not that you are attracted to them or you hate them or whatever. It's that your brain is trying to make sense of something. I double take people like that. I go,
sure.
Huh? Like even you, when we were in Folly Beach, there was like two, you know, I was thinking cute-ish chicks, kind of hippie chicks. And then you're like looking in the rear view mirror and you're like, hey, that chick has a beard. Like, and you're like, what the f-? And then we're both looking because our brain is just trying to make sense of reality. So I feel like that's what happens a lot of the time when I double, you know, double take people. Like, don't be offended by it. And don't be mad. Like, I feel like there was a, where was I? I was biking. It was a Sunday, maybe.
Okay.
Sunday, when I got the foods on the bike. I think
Yeah, that was Sunday.
Yeah, that was Sunday. You were doing the computer stuff, mm-hmm. butter. And I was biking with the foods. And I think that there was some sort of like LGBTQ event at Armature Works, judging by the things that I saw. And then there was a built, like kind of jacked guy with boobs. I don't know. And I saw this person, and then like out of the corner of my astigmatic eye, I was like, that is not a male jawline. Like my, like I was like, wait, hold on. And then I like looked, didn't have sunglasses on, so they saw where my eyes were fucking facing, and I made eye contact with this person, and they gave me a dirty look. And I'm like, man, like I'm not heckling you. I'm not saying like kill the gays. I'm not saying anything I'm not saying anything transphobic. My brain is just, it has a mind of its own, and it just goes question mark. And so I'm like, what? And then I feel like they gave me a dirty look. I'm like, dude, like, okay, you can get mad at people for, I mean, whatever. You can be mad at people. I'm not saying call them hate speech, but you get mad at people for heckling you or coming up to you and saying shit or whatever. But if it's just a glance, like, don't get mad at me because I'm trying to figure something out in my brain.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and a lot of times these are the people that are asking for attention, you know, where you have maybe you have tattoos on your eyelids and then I'm looking at you and they're like, what are you looking at? I'm like, the fucking shit that is tatted on your face, trying to figure it out. What does it say? Why did you do it? I want to know. So I don't know where we're going in that direction. 813-90-BUBBA. Also, a reminder, Kevin's Law next week.
Tuesday.
Yes. I think it's been well over a year. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What time is it starting?
It's 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
And I believe it's on Twitch?
I think so.
Yeah. So I'll be here, and I think it's going to be the regular crew. The regular crew, obviously Kevin, myself. Blitz will probably be here, mm-hmm. and Rock, who I haven't seen in so long.
It's been a long time.
Do you have any update predictions on Rock?
I'm assuming he was probably getting ready to go on a date with that chick he was going to talk to at the gym.
That was way back when.
Yeah.
And do you think that there's, or do you have any predictions on where the status of his love life is now?
That's what I'm saying. He's probably getting ready to go out on a date with her soon.
Okay, right. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Still, like, he's getting to talk the courage.
To her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I don't think this is how it's going to be, but, like, it would be awesome if he was like, dude, I've been out on 40 dates. I'm fucking slaying it out there. Like, that would be great. I would love to hear that.
I would... I don't think I want that for him because I don't know if that's necessarily what he wants. I think he wants just like a good Christian woman.
He doesn't know what he wants.
I think
he wants to fucking slay it.
I mean, I think every guy wants to slay it, but I think that he, I mean, you have to understand he's very steadfast in
his
beliefs,
course,
you know, and that's probably the thing I appreciate the most about him because a lot of people I know that claim to be Christian don't do very Christ-like things. And I have no problem with that. But then I'm like, maybe you should rework your branding because you're telling people you're this way, but you acting not that way. But Rock, I must give credit where credit is due. He walks the walk, he talks the talk.
Wears the gloves.
Wears the gloves. Yes, I remember that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting, distracting, all of the above.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Which he knew it was.
Yeah, it was a peacocking piece.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because, like, I don't know, maybe people who are, maybe I'm wrong. I don't want to say people who are more self-reflective, but I feel like at a certain point when you realize something you do isn't working. Well, I guess you could look at it two ways. You could say maybe one person goes, okay, well, what I'm doing isn't working, so I'm going to change my strategy or I'm going to change something. Or I would say most people just go, well, I haven't found the right person, or it's everybody else. Like, everybody else is shit, and this is my standard, and I'm not changing my standard. I see that a lot with women who are getting older, and they think that, you know, because everyone has told them that your guy's out there, just wait, like, it's going to happen.
You're just looking
it's
in
gonna
the
happen.
Wrong place.
Looking in the wrong place, just wait, be patient, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I fucking never tell my friends that. I go, you'll probably find somebody, but I'm always like, but it's not guaranteed. I always end
bitch,
with that.
Who do you think you are?
I'm just like, dude, there's no guarantees in life. And they kind of chuckle and laugh, but they appreciate the fact that, like, everybody knows I'm telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that's the truth. Is like, you'll probably meet someone at some point. Like, the odds are in your favor if you're out there trying to meet people, but there's no guarantees. So you could also not find someone. But, like, you probably will date again, like, somewhat significantly. I tell this to my single girlfriends who are having issues, but, and some of them, one of them is just like, I just feel so bad because it just seems like she just can't, not that she can't get it right, but, and it's not for lack of trying, and she's not outwardly bitter. Like, it's okay to feel bitter and annoyed mm-hmm. with dating and stuff, but she never comes to the table like with baggage and hating men. No. And she knows that. She's like, that's not attractive. Nobody wants that. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to blame somebody that I'm currently trying to see, or court or whatever. I don't want to blame them for something that someone else did that was completely unrelated. So she has a good attitude about it, but, you know, she's disgruntled and she's fucking annoyed, and she's not ugly. She's not ugly. Okay. She's a cool ass bitch. She's a fucking great sense of humor. Super funny. But I think it's also hard because she's kind of confined herself to some degree culturally. Because she wants, you know, she wants fucking an Armenian family and to do Armenian fucking shit. And as someone who is from a population of people, now I've denounced God and all that. She hasn't done that quite yet. But as someone who kind of understands, especially when you come from a population of people that have been, like, massacred, there's like a kind of an instinct to, like, stick together to propagate the race, the rasa. Okay. So, like, for example, you know, a lot of Jews want to stick together. A lot of Jews died in the Holocaust, especially Hasidic Jews.
Okay.
Yes. So sometimes there's this, like, you know, feeling where, at least growing up, like, you want to marry someone Jew and have Jewish babies, not to make up for the 6 million that were lost, but just to kind of propagate a population that is losing numbers, not just through genocide, but also through secularism mm-hmm. and whatnot, and people outbreeding and not giving a fuck and marrying a Christian and not raising Jewish babies. So there's, like, this feeling where you want to, like, keep it alive. And being Armenian, not me, but my friend, a lot of people aren't aware of the Armenian genocide, where I think 2 million Armenians were killed by their Turkish neighbors.
Oh, another hoax.
Right. So I feel like there's a feeling for her to, like, keep the... I keep wanting to say Viva La Raza, because a lot of Mexicans would say that when I was growing up. And I'm like, why do you guys keep... You move to the States, what the fuck? But whatever. They'd be like, Viva La Raza! You know, long live, like, the race. So I kind of like that feeling, and I get that, and it's also just so much easier because her family's so fucking involved in her life. She could just find someone that was, like, A, understood it, and B, the family would just, like, accept automatically. That would be great. And it just seems like I've never met someone who has, like, gets so many, like, hits. Like, she's like, I went on a first date. It was fucking amazing. Like, we made out. He's a great guy. Like, he's a doctor. He's mm-hmm. this, he's that. And then all of a sudden, like, fade.
That'll be it.
That'd be it. and it's not just once or twice. It's literally every person. She has like amazing first dates. And then, or she'll start talking to someone. She's like, Anna, we had a 7-hour conversation on the phone. I'm like, oh my God. And then he stopped taking my calls. Like, it's just weird shit like that.
Yeah, because they talked for 7 hours. He was over.
He learned everything he needed to learn.
He's like, cool, I'm out.
Yeah. So, but she's got a great attitude, and I don't like lying to my friends. So I'm like, you will probably date again, but I'm like, but also maybe not. And she like laughs because she gets it. She's cool. She understands. I can tell her real shit. And that's about, 1% of the population where you can actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, it makes me feel better knowing I have people in my circle that'll tell me like the truth, even if it's not pleasant to hear. It's just like, all right, at least we're being real with each other. At least I know when you're telling me something.
Yeah.
You know, I've told my friends, I'm like, listen, he's not into you like at all. So like, fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. And they go, okay. Like, I get it. My good girlfriends. Everybody else, I'm like, it's just maybe he's busy.
When they ask.
Yeah, or they don't ask, or they might ask, or they'll just like be looking for confirmation. Like, I think he's like really busy, and I'll just like co-sign. I'm like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
busy fucking other chicks. Yeah,
exactly.
But anywho, I know that we've been talking periodically about this balloon gate deal. But I saw yesterday that possibly the last three balloons that were shot down were not Chinese.
Correct. They were not. Well, we don't think they were as far
as. How do
as
we not
released.
Fucking know? How do we not know? We shoot it down. Don't we have remnants? Or do we just blow it up in the air and we have no idea?
Well, the one they shot the other day, the first missile missed.
That was the one over Canadian airspace?
No, the one over, was it Lake Huron?
Lake Huron. Okay, so we missed.
Yeah, and then we shot it down, which I believe if we're still using AIM-9s, that's $400,000 a piece.
And then I saw, I was listening to some audio. It was really boring, but I thought you might like it. It was like 20.
Gee, thanks.
Sorry. Well, it was like pilots talking to each other. So, you know, it's like.
Talking to hunters.
And they were saying that. They're like, I don't think that's a fucking balloon. I don't know what that is, but that ain't a balloon.
Oh, yeah.
So, not quite sure.
Well, I believe it came out a couple hours ago that it's going to say China said Wednesday it will take measures against U.S. entities related to the downing of suspected Chinese balloons.
Yeah.
So they're saying they'll be shooting our shit down. We're going to retaliate.
Retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're going to cover this on Monday with Dan, and I think that it would be a much better discussion with Dan being present, just because Dan lived the experience of being censored or being told he was a quack during the whole Schmovid deal. But what I thought was interesting, and I'm referencing the Twitter censorship hearing that's currently, I don't know if it's currently going on.
It was like a week ago.
Why is it the case that literally no one seemed to be covering it? Like
the only thing I saw, and I'm not even sure if it's in this clip or not, that's loaded, but there was like a 20-30 second meme clip basically that like made its way around the interwebs a few days ago, and that was about it.
And the thing that I'm talking about, and again, I'm not like the Fox News mark, like Lummy, you know, I know every night is Tucker and I and the Hannity deal.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm incorrect. Maybe they did cover it. I'm sure maybe they did, but
I'm sure they have covered
it. I'm sure they have. But what's interesting is the fact that like I can even go on Drudge or New York Post or places where it's not necessarily just like all woke news, hard left. Like it gives you a good, at least in my estimation, a good, aggregate of lots of different sources, and here's the thing: they talk about right leaning issues or that right leaning perspectives. There's a lot of stuff about Ron DeSantis, and they don't demonize him and stuff
right.
like that.
So, yeah, Drudge used to be all right about that.
Yeah, I know it's kind of head in the other mm-hmm. direction, but for the most part, it's kind of like the most balanced. And again, that doesn't mean I don't look at CNN or Fox. Like I try to look at everything to the best of my ability. But it's a lot of work to try to get a grasp of what's going on when you are reading the same story but two different spins and you're just like, I don't know who to or what to believe. So I really didn't see, I don't know if it like happened over like the weekend or I know it was probably overshadowed by the Super Bowl and stuff like that, which was, I don't know if that's by design or whatnot, or but with the balloons and everyone's focusing on balloons and Super Bowl and no one's focusing on the Twitter censorship deal. But it just seems like I could not, I don't want to say I couldn't find it anywhere, but I had to like look for it. Like it wasn't popping up in my face.
Sure.
Anywhere, it seemed that it wasn't headline news for anything. And it just seems like, if you haven't heard it, there is a clip, and I'm not going to play it because we'd get a copyright strike probably, but there's a clip by Representative, is it Macy? Is that her name? I don't know her first name. But she really brings down the house when she talks about her experience getting the bam, 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 and the problems that she's had. And it has to do with, they cover a few topics in terms of Twitter censorship, mainly the Schmovid and the Hunter Biden laptop deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people get called conspiracy theorists for a lot of shit. And then when you see stuff like this, you go, yeah, this is exactly why.
Mm-hmm.
Because even this woman who is a part of the U.S. government is telling, is basically exposing Twitter for being an extended arm or branch of the FBI. So the FBI is dictating to them what they can allow and propagate on their platform and what they cannot.
Is this where she says, are you a doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I saw.
I mean, she really just makes a great case, this woman. And she's there's no ums, there's no stuttering. She's interviewing or questioning. What's her name? Gaudi? I forget. She's an Indian woman. I don't know her precise title at Twitter, but she's pretty high up there. Or at least she was high up there before Elon took over or whatnot. But she's asking her questions about her history as a medical doctor, and clearly she's not one. And she goes, well, then who are you or anyone at Twitter to silence people who are doctors at Harvard, at Stanford, at Yale, some of the best medical institutions on the planet? These people have things to say about medicine, and you're silencing them because some Twitter administrator didn't like the message.
Right.
So it's a really good clip. We're going to cover it on Monday, and I'll try to look for a few more. But this one was like really hot, really spicy. And I love it when people just make a beautiful case and then they just chop the person down, because sometimes they weave in and out and there's ums. But this woman was like, I have a waxing regret. These are my issues. Are you a medical doctor? No. Who the fuck are you to be silencing medical doctors? And then it's just like, boom, boom. And then when the Indian woman is trying to respond, there was a lot of like, I'm unfamiliar with that.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, right, bitch. Like,
That'd be great
sass.
If she actually did say that.
Yeah. Yeah, right, you stupid fucking bitch. All right, let's take just a brief break and regroup, and then we will be back with maybe 15 more minutes or something like that. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, great.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. Thank you for waiting patiently. We got a few more things to discuss before we head out of here. But first, we will take a phone call from the people. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Austin.
Hey, Austin. Like, Wolf.
Yeah, how's your head, arm, neck, back, and everything else doing? Jesus
Christ.
Were
you stabbed again?
Pretty good. I busted my ass on my scooter. Got like 30 staples in my head.
Was it a ruckus?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I got a new one. It was too low, and I made this turn too sharp, and my foot peg got the pavement.
I did that. I was in, like, middle school doing, well, it was a bicycle, but I was riding a bicycle, and the pedal hit the ground, and my face smashed into the handlebars, and I broke a tooth in half.
Holy shit. You got a fake tooth?
Yeah. Half of it. Half of it's fake.
So I was wondering, like, with the Twitter thing, like, did they do anything, like, illegal? I mean, I know they lied in a bunch of, but is that illegal to lie and suppress stories?
I don't think so.
I mean, I guess if it's according to their terms and conditions and it's a private company, they can kind of say, listen, this is who we want on our space and who we don't. I think it was more so like what Blitz said is that they claimed that they weren't doing that.
Yeah.
And they were shadow banning people or just outright banning people because they didn't like their message. So I think that that's where they're getting
especially early on at first. They said, no, we don't do that. We would never do that. You guys are, this is
right.
Ridiculous. But I mean, clearly they were doing it. They
right.
just, they needed to just
Congress
say yes.
Are they going to try to throw people in jail or what?
I don't think so.
I think they're just trying to illuminate it for the American people to listen to, but it's literally being talked about nowhere. So at least as far as I've seen, I haven't seen breaking fucking Twitter news about blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't see any of that coverage. And I think the reason why we don't see that, even from the right, well, especially from the left, but even from the right, is the fact that they do not want the American people to start questioning and being dubious of the government or departments of the government, like the CIA, the FBI. So it's really hard to have faith in these systems if, you know, they're lying and they're saying they're doing one thing and doing another. So I think that's really what it is they're trying to maintain or regain the confidence of the American people, and it's not working. So,
well, they should do the same thing with all the media, all the news networks and everything that are suppressing shit.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree as well. So
anyway, thanks for the show, guys.
Yeah, cool, man. Thanks, Austin. See Keep ya. Well. Don't hurt yourself. Get stabbed by another crazy bitch. It is interesting, though, that they are trying to suppress this. And I can't say this was an original thought, because I was listening to some fucking, do you know who John Knowles is?
Mm-mm.
It's like on the Daily Wire. He's like a Ben Shapiro guy. But he was talking about just the switch over the last 20, 25, maybe 30 years of, you know, it used to be the left that was really dubious of the institution of government,
right?
Of, you know, because according to him, and I think he's right, the Republican Party was kind of seen as like the establishment,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it was old school Republicans. They kind of ran the lay of the land, and the Democrats were these progressive people fighting for, you know, the working class and whatnot. And the Democrats were also the peace-loving people, if you remember from the 60s, of getting out of Vietnam, not getting engaged in wars. The left was also the ones that seemed to be more so involved in conspiracy theories and not trusting what the government was telling you. And I can think back even to, you know, maybe the late 80s, where it was like, no, why would the government, like, this is be patriotic and, you know, trust what the president is telling you. And now it seems like it's literally the reverse, where if you're a conspiracy theorist about not everything, but something, you're immediately thrown into the right wing category for not trusting the government. Odd, because that used to be like a left wing talking point. And then it seems like the right used to be more of the happy getting into wars deal, trigger happy into getting into wars and fighting for what's right. And kind of, do you remember Team America, World Police?
Sure.
Sort of a deal where it's like, we're American, we're patriotic, and we're going to spread democracy around the world, whether you like it or fucking not, sort of a deal. And now it seems like the right is like, get out. What the fuck? We were in a war started, I don't want to say started by Republicans, but started during a Republican administration and perpetuated by a Democratic one. Mm-hmm. So can't, you know, let them out of the scot-free. But they were the ones that kind of got us involved in a lot of these shitty wars. Not that any war isn't shitty, but, you know, it just kind of ended horribly and for what? Like, in vain completely. And now it seems like the Democrats are the ones that want to be Team America, World Police, but they kind of, they changed the story behind it. Instead of it being like, we're going to go in and impose our imperial will, which seems to be me in my head more like a right-wing deal of like being nationalistic and trying to colonize, if you will. But now it seems like the left has kind of shifted that, and they, instead of saying we're going to impose our will, it's we got to save people. We got to go in and save the Ukrainians. We got to go in and save the Afghans. We got to go in and save that while we're saving people. It's like, I don't know if that's saving people or if it's just propagating a military-industrial complex because you're in bed with Raytheon and Lockheed Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know.
L3.
Yes. Yeah. So it just seems to be a bit odd that, you know, we've kind of switched positions here. We've kind of done a bait and a switch where the left is now very trusting of the government, and the CDC says this and the WHO says this, and we need to listen to them because those are the people we need to be listening to. And the right is like, I don't know. Seems like they might be up to no good. So it's just interesting because that didn't really kind of occur to me until John Knowles broke it down. He's like, this is literally the inverse of 20 years ago, which is just kind of bizarre. So 813-90-BUBBA. The last thing I'm probably going to talk about is, because I love science so much. I really do. Not all science, nothing that has to do with like engines and glue and shit like that. But
wings.
Yeah. I have a no wings engine glue machine policy. Yeah, when I come over and I'm just like, well, I don't want to see a fucking dirty wrench. And Bliss is just like, wow. Like, or he's like half listening, kind of like absorbing. But I like things that have to do more so with like biology or scandals, governments, nations, history. So, and I love science so much. And the thing that's really been upsetting over the last few years is that science has been politicized. Hard. Like, I'm sure it was in the past.
Yeah. You just know about it now. They're hiding it less.
Yeah. They're being more brazen about it. But how would you say, I'm not suggesting it wasn't the case, but like, in what ways would you say, maybe climate change or something, but in terms of like medical care, like, give me an example of how that was politicized prior to COVID.
I couldn't think of anything right off the top of my head, but I guarantee you,
I'm not suggesting it.
No, I know.
But like, I'm trying to think of something like pre-COVID. Let's pretend like, you know, we're back in 2018, say. How were they kind of using, like, weaponizing science and saying, you know, if you think like this, you're a right-wing bigot. If you think like this, you're, a libtard or something. So it's interesting, because then COVID, the wheels fell off and it became very clear that if you were a Democrat, you thought you legitimized this science. And if you were right wing. If you just could think for yourself, you at least were skeptical. Not saying you were like, I hate the vaccine, never gonna take it. You were just like, I don't know, maybe we should wait. And even that was like, okay, Hitler. You're just like, what? I was just thinking maybe we could wait this out a second. So it seemed like anyone with a thinking brain was immediately typecast as right wing, alt-right, you know, a conspiracy theorist. You're just like, dude, can we just fucking sit and I just want to see how everyone else handles this, and then maybe I'll think about getting it. Now it's just so obvious. And, you know, went from COVID. And then also, it seems like for some reason, and it still baffles me to this day, like what happened with the woke left and the hard turn into the trans category. Because at least as far as I could remember, being trans was like a pretty rare incident of a psychological, let's just call it a situation.
Yeah.
Not even going to call it a disorder, because, I mean, days away from the DSM revision.
Taking it all out?
Possibly. I don't know. I could imagine that. And if that happens, it's going to be really unfortunate. Because I feel like you're offering people less options to help them. And you're kind of like, I don't want to say legitimizing their illness. But yeah, if you started talking to a schizophrenic and you were saying, you're validated, these people are real, and they're Son of Sam, yes, that dog was talking to you. Like, then do you understand, like, it would create a lot of issues for people, and mostly the people that are suffering. So it seemed like gays got the federal right to vote when? 2015-16. I understand it's still illegal in some states.
Wait, who did?
Gay marriage was legalized federally.
Oh, marriage.
Right? It was like 2015-16. It was around there. I was in Michigan.
Yeah.
I remember making a crude comment on social media about it, like in jest, obviously.
Sure.
So let's say it was 2015. And it seems like right after that, it was like, all right, well, that's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Let's now on to the next, you know. So then there was like a hard right. This is right. Hard right into a trans territory.
Sure.
And at first I was confused, because I was like, yeah, don't beat them up. Don't fucking kill them, because they're trans. That's right. So I was just like, okay, yeah, that's cool. Like, just trans, leave them alone. And then it was like the bathroom gate, right? I remember that in Michigan as well. So that must have been about 7 years ago, where it was like, well, if you claim to be a woman, you should be able to use a woman's bathroom. I'm like, I'm totally cool with that. If it's a single person stall, like, fucking go for it.
Exactly.
I do that shit all the time. If there's just a single stall and it's a guy mm-hmm. and a gal and the women's is occupied, I'm like, fuck it. I go in the room, lock the door. There's a urinal.
I do that in the gym all the time, too. I just walk right in the women's locker room.
That's interesting because that's not a single, that's a locker room with a sauna.
But I can identify as a woman for a few minutes and I go to the sauna.
Yeah, absolutely.
You told me that you should go to the sauna more often.
I did say that.
I spent 7 hours there yesterday.
Oh, did you? Wow. Amazing. But yeah, so all of a sudden it was like a trans deal and I was like, all right, well, if this is like a rights issue, you know, fine. And then it started pushing into like, all right, well, if your five-year-old says that, you know, Betty's Billy, that you need to believe this five-year-old, I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And now it's full-blown, like, your doctor can't even be like, do you have a uterus? And they're like, you transphobic asshole! What? So it's very confusing. And then fat people kind of got on board and they're like, it is fat phobic if your doctor weighs you and tells you to lose weight.
Yeah, don't be body shaming.
Your doctor is body shaming you, telling you that you are unhealthy. Who are they to tell you that you're unhealthy? I'm like, right. The people that are literally the experts on health telling you that you are pre-diabetic and they're like, we need to weigh you. And you're like, you're a fucking fat phobe.
Who are they to tell me why I'm unhealthy? I went there because I was sick, and they're going to tell me why I'm unhealthy? This is bullshit.
Right. And in their minds, they're like, I have a cold. Why are you weighing me? And like, listen, I've felt like that before. No woman really loves being weighed. But you go, listen, they just kind of need to keep tabs on your health. If you're always getting sick, you know, being fat probably isn't helping the case if you get bronchitis or you get the diabetes or whatever. But so anyways, I'm not great at staying off of social media, you know, because I'm doing the Bubba Army thing and sometimes I slip into old habits. But I remember this one in particular, Fat Comfy Travels is the mm-hmm. Instagram. And they are non-binary, they have breasts, but they also have a beard now. They have a beard, breasts, and not only that, they've added on top over 400 pounds. And I'm not talking about thick.
No, I believe what we say here is cool.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
As Dan learned last week.
Cool.
Cool. And even that is cool. But then when this person who I believe did not attend medical school, if I were to venture a guess, then goes to the doctor and writes a whole blog post about how they were fat shamed by their doctor and their doctor's encouraging them to lose weight so they, you know, live longer.
Yeah.
What a fucking piece of shit, doctor.
Really
trying
is.
To tell you how to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
To see another birthday, fuck that guy or gal or they be, you know? And so they're like, they're asking me questions about my medical history, inappropriate for a doctor. They are asking me questions about my gender, inappropriate for a doctor. They are trying to weigh me, inappropriate. What do you want your doctor to do for you? I don't understand.
Isn't that a HIPAA violation?
What you mean?
I'm joking.
Right, because that's
for your
the
doctor to talk to you about health.
Right, and they're just, even to weigh you to say, this is how much you would need of this medication. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's weight dependent. They find that completely insulting. And then there's doctors online who are co-signing, and they're saying, yeah, that's not okay for your doctor to just weigh you or tell you what to do with your uterus problems because you identify as a man or a baby. I'm not quite sure.
I mean, I gotta say, that's actually not a bad thing. If you're in practice and you don't have a lot of people and you're not making money and you could go online and just be like, hey, look, these other doctors are quacks. I won't tell you all this.
Yeah, $80
and I'll tell you whatever you want to hear.
Yeah, and at that point, you know, medicine is a business like everything mm-hmm. else, and if your patients aren't happy with other people who tell them, I don't know, the truth, then by all means, like, be the be the messenger of whatever the fuck they want to hear. I mean, okay, yeah. Great, awesome. But it apparently, let's see right here. Science needs to stop using terms like male, female, mother, and father, researchers say. Alternatives to terms like male and female and mother and father should have been sought in science. Should be sought in science because they assume sex is binary and heterosexuality is the norm. Male and female should instead be referred to, I like this, sperm producing, egg producing. This is what they want. And this is not just like a woke fucking whatever. This is the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Language Project. Okay, so it is a... I thought they were like a legit organization, but they are not. I like that. I'm going to call you that. You're not male. You're sperm producing. But then you run into problems. Because what if you've had a vasectomy? Or what if you got issues with your eggos and you're not producing any eggs because you got your ovaries removed?
Right. And technically you don't produce eggs. Aren't they already all there?
Yeah. You're born with all the eggs that you are going to have and bleed out and birth whatever at the point of your birth. So when I was a little baby hum sauce, you know, I popped out of my mama. I had all the eggs were already in there. I didn't get any more or less. Well, maybe I have less.
Eggs are expensive now.
Yes, eggs are expensive. I don't have any. I do have less now because they got bled out. They got bled out, but
they got flushed.
Yeah. So yeah, they're all there. But they're not mature yet. Obviously, we kind of understand rudimentary the fallopian tubes and the follicles.
You're more like an egg layer, not an egg producer.
Right, right. But then it's funny because then I could completely poke a hole in that argument, sperm producing. It's like, okay, well, there's guys that have issues or maybe they don't produce sperm. I'm sure that's a thing. Or a woman that doesn't have any eggs because she maybe got her ovaries cut out because she had a cyst and they had to take the whole fucking...
Or what happens when she's done, got rid of all of her eggs?
Yeah, she bled them all out or she's in menopause and she's not making any new... Whatever. I don't even know what I'm trying to poke... Because it used to be like men and women used to be the terms. And then we go, no, that's not enough. Now it's... male and female, which used to be the biological kind of terms of, you know, if you have testes or uterus or whatever. And now it's like, no, sperm producing, egg producing. So it's all just very confusing. And I can obviously poke holes in that argument there where, you know, maybe not every male produces eggs. And not every female, or not every male
correct.
Produces.
You are correct. Not every male produces eggs.
Produces
you
sperm,
are correct.
And not every female produces eggs. So it's very confusing to everyone, and the goal is what? To accommodate four loud people on Twitter? Like,
yes.
A lot of trans people are just like, yeah, if you fucking look at my DNA, I'm a man, but I feel like a woman. But my DNA says man, but that's it. I'm just going to live as a woman. Cool. No problem. That's fine. People are respectful about it. Yeah.
No,
whatever.
Oh, hey, no problem.
Oh, hey, no problem. But yeah, so it just seems to be very confusing. It seems to be very confusing for like law enforcement purposes where you see someone's ID and you're just like, well, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, you have the same problem with with race. Like 20 years ago on TV, if someone committed a crime, they'd be like, hey, a 34-year-old white male committed a crime.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like they're afraid to say what race somebody is.
Right. Right. So, but then it makes it even more complicated for people in the medical field where they're just like, I don't know how to fucking help you because if I try to help you, I'm going to offend you. And then you're going to either seek help from people who are not qualified or you're just not going to seek help at all.
Yeah.
Which, in that case, whatever.
Right.
Like, what? I don't know what
I think
to tell
the medical
you.
Term is whatevs.
Whatevs. Okay. I don't know what to tell you. Like, yeah, you're fat, and I'm confused about if you're XY or XX. Actually, it was pretty funny. My jiu-jitsu class, I think it was on Monday, my instructor is not woke. Not woke. And he's just like, there's an all women's Brazilian jiu-jitsu class that I think they're trying to start up, right? And I went to it last Saturday. And right now I think it's just a once a month deal, but I think they're trying to make it a weekly thing. And he just goes, "Listen up. If you got 2X chromosomes." Like he didn't even say women. It was funny. He was like, "2 X's. Count them, 2. we got a class for you, you know, sort of a deal. So I was like, awesome. That's fun. And everyone like laughed.
No, no. Half the class looked around and went, what does he mean?
Probably.
Huh?
Probably don't know.
Two exes. What does that mean?
There are. We got a lot of Gen Zers in there.
I've dated a lot of people. I have a lot of exes.
Right. There are some morons in jiu-jitsu, just like everything else. But anyways, I think that's pretty much all we got for you today. But wait, there's more. There's a sports show at noon.
Yes.
So if you like things with balls and...
Who all is going to be on the sports show?
I believe it's Lummy.
Correct.
I believe it's Rhett.
Correct. And you can stop right there.
That's all we got. So
I mean, that's not all. That's great.
I mean, that's fantastic, but I'm saying there's no additional people on the show today, apparently.
Right.
So if you are interested in throwing balls and catching balls and... Stop! No! Down! Left! Talking about stats.
Mm-hmm.
That is the numbers.
Numbers and stuff.
Who the coach was, where this fucking cornerback went to high school.
Aaron Rodgers is going to re-sign.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff that's very interesting to some folks. That show is for you, and that starts at noon, so in about 25 minutes. So make sure you tune in for that. Otherwise, stay tuned for all the new and exclusive content that will be periodically popping up.
Lummy Bubba podcast at noon today.
Lummy Bubba podcast to hear Bubba crying. I know I'll be tuning in for that.
Mm-hmm.
And get it while it's hot because, you know, Bubba said he might want to take it down.
Right. Yeah. Once you download it, you can keep it forever.
Don't tell him that. He doesn't know.
So download it.
But have a great weekend otherwise, and we will catch you live Monday morning. Blitz, thank you very much for
all
you do. And have a great day, everyone. Goodbye.